Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
People are asking about the series you're trying to share, if it should be recorded or not.
Let me think. Let me think about it. Thank you. What? I promise somebody right after this, probably after that. Yes, we'll make the time. I want you to catch me up. I had learned with the guys during Maseiach Yesharim, we learned together in Noam Elimelech, from Elimelech of Lizhensk, that I want to share with the guys briefly. Some of the chevra was there, but I want to talk about it for a few minutes. At the beginning of the Parshas Chayesara, so we're told about Chayesara, she lived about the lifetime of Sarah. Vayu Chayesara, Meyashana, 100 years, Esrim Shana, 20 years, Sheva Shanim, 7 years. It's obviously written very weirdly. It says she lived 127 years, but it says she lived 100 years, she lived 20 years, she lived 7 years. So the Torah asks that why does it say she lived 100 years, she lived 20 years, she lived 7 years? Why is it written so interesting, so peculiar? So I want to talk about what the Chazal answer in a second. Then it says Shnei Chaye Sarah, these were the life of Sarah. That's also very extra. It says Vayhi Chaye Sarah, this is the life of Sarah, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years. So why is it written so weirdly is question one. And then it's repetitious. Shnei Chaye Sarah, these were the life of Sarah. On the Shnei Chaye Sarah, on this was the life of Sarah, Rashi says, Kulan Shavin L'Toiva. They all were equal for their goodness. Azah Gutta life, Kulan Shavin L'Toiva, Azah Gutta Leben. Such a good life, all equal for good. Now it sounds like this is a person who Mamish had such a nice life, such an easy, Kulan Shavin L'Toiva. It repeats Shnei Chaye Sarah, tell you they were all good years. Sarah Imenu did not have an easy life, my friends. She was childless till she was 90 years old. For an Isha not to have children, Naira. I have seen not all men understand this. A guy could be married a year and a half. And for him, it's like, okay, children are coming. For a wife, it's a tremendous sar. An Isha's instinct, every her essence wants a child. The first Isha's called Chava, Ein Kol Chai. She's born to have children. A lady doesn't have child. It's like a man wants children also, but a man has to understand it's a different thing for his wife. The want, the pressure, the drive for a child. Hashem made Lamaisa, the child exists in her, comes from remarkably, Ella comes from her body. The man and lady together with Hashem create a child for sure, but it comes from her body, and a lady has a tremendous desire to be a mama. It's very deep in a child, the one. You see little girls from young ages, it's the sweetest, cutest thing. A little girl wheeling around her little kid in the stroller and wheeling around her baby child, her dolls. Boys don't play with dolls typically. Very rarely.
Thank you, Rabbi. Great pleasure.
Boys don't play with dolls, not like girls. Now don't worry if your son one day plays with dolls, it's totally fine. This country gets so confused on these sugyas. Appella. A man is a man. So men have feminine sides, of course. Of course, the chelik of a man. Every person has a chelik of the neshama that's feminine. It's not. And it says in Kabbalah Svarim that Mashiach Tzayin, people are going to be very much madgish. The tzad on a keva. It's confusing the velt, and there's different sides. Nobody should be mind. If your son one day plays with dolls, excellent. That's wonderful. See, as a good side in the cave, it's a good zach. It's a good thing. It's a wonderful. There's different sides. It should be mechazik. I once saw a family, a very from a family, and the kid had all different nesyonos. They didn't bring out, they should have dressed him in nicer clothing. He had a certain side of him, and they needed to express it. Very dangerous not to let your youngsters wear nice clothing at different times. They want to dress geschmack, even to grow their hair nicely. It could be very, very dangerous to crush that out. Don't extinguish any part of the neshama, any part. Any part of the neshama. Nonetheless, there's something called somebody who's in a keva. Something called a lady who's in a keva. And in the cave has a tremendous want for children. Sari Imenu didn't have kids till she was 90. Sar Gadol. Sari Imenu was kidnapped. We talk about hostages. We talk about hostages. People held hostage in captivity is a sugya today. Sari Imenu was kidnapped. This was kidnapped by Pari. La Yuman. There's a person who went through tremendous, tremendous sar. There's all different aspects of Nisyainus, and the Torah is Mayan on Sari Menu, Kulan Shavan Lataiva. They were all good years. They were all Shavan Lataiva. Every part of her story, I think when people take their lives and experiences are learned from, experiences bring us places. Experiences bring out all different things out of us, then it's shayach to say kulan shavan l'tayva. The good that emerged, I want you to hear these words. Kulan shavan l'tayva, they're all equal for good. I'm sure she had periods, she steig, even the biggest tzaddikas ever. They were all equally tzidkus, shavan l'tayva. Don't we steig, we grow, we were better. I'm sure Sari Menu improved in her life. Wow. It would be, so what's Kulan Shavim L'Taiva? The way I want to translate the Chazal is the goodness that you saw at the end, they all had a piece in that. Wow. Kulan Shavim L'Taiva is the Taiv that would emerge, the good, the mensch that emerged, all their different experience helped produce. They were all Shavim for that. That they all had a chelik and a piece every experience of life. I think it's possible for somebody at older ages to change around earlier years. And you can make it a matzah of kulan shavim l'tayva. By learning from those experiences, I think somebody could be 25 and 50 and turn their experience of young to good by studying it, by learning from it, by absorbing, so then the goodness that you see, they had a chelik in that taiv. That experience is shavim l'taiva. It was valuable and important in the goodness that was produced. And the kulan shavim l'taiva is sari meinu, all the years and the experiences and the tkufas of life were very, very big and important in creating the taiv that is seen. I want to... I want to say a little bit of a eulogy on my father right now. I want to get to 127 in a minute. I want to talk about the 127 and the Noam Elimelech, but I want to pause. I'm not going to ask Mechila that sugya is dominating my mind, obviously. And I want to say something on this different kufis. We all have different aspects of our life, different periods. I want to say something about my tata, Arini Kaparis Mishkave, say as follows. My father hated Leitzanus. That was his battle. The antithesis of my father was Leitzanus. Growing up, he would say, Leitzanus, Leitzanus. He'd break up a conversation. Now, what's Leitzanus? My father loved funny people. Good sense of humor. He like was drawn to good sense of humor. Revezi Shlita, my father always liked him. Always. Revezi's a Talmud Chacham. It's not a Kasha, but he's funny. He cheers people up. My father appreciated humor. My father couldn't get it. Revezi would crack jokes. My father loved that. He loved Rabbi Bienenfeld, the Talmud Chacham. He had a good sense of humor. Samech Yisrael Majeski has like a tremendous Rabbi Yisrael Majeski. My father loved people, had good sense of humor. So nothing to do with Leitzanus. Humor was like a huge thing. Leitzanus was to make fun of a mitzvah. Twice we saw him very, very angry. Somebody mocked Havdalah. Somebody mocked benching, lost his cool. That was like, that's Leitzanus. Something made fun of people he didn't like. Leitzanus. I would actually say he took people very seriously. He took things seriously. He took things in his life. I want to, like, a lot of what I watch, he was very, very closest to nieces and nephews. Now, my father did have values, put him from his mother, was very into family. Family counted. His own mother put that into our family. And my father demanded that us family. His closeness to his siblings is wild. He had one brother and two sisters. Their closeness is like in touch, talking together, speaking and learning, encouraging each other. La Yuman, the closest to four siblings is really a hell of very, very close. That already came from their mother, which is a Torah dekavet mi b'sar chal tesalim. Don't look past your own busser, into family. All the children, grandchildren, into nephews and nieces. At the Levaya in American Eretz Yisrael, all the children, my 9-year-old son, he became 10 after the Levaya. Yisrael Meir was crying very profusely. You could ask Maishi, he could say, Eidus, bawling. All his grandchildren, from young to old, were very, very felt close, felt the kirva. He was very into family. I have seen at funerals children and grandchildren crying. I've seen that. I've been at funerals. Nieces and nephews like this, I've never seen in my life. I've never seen it. Every grown nieces to young nieces, all different nieces and nephews, Mamish Sabrachim, he was a very good uncle. He took it seriously. Part of the roots of my grandmother spoke about family and taught the family to be into family. I want to say also it's the opposite of Leitzanus. Things meant something to my father. He took things seriously, and it's a nephew. Things weren't like, we say things, a nephew, it's my nephew. I read the part in the Torah, and Avram Avinu fights for Lot, ki nishba achiv. My brother was captured, and he fights a war. It's the opposite of Leitzanus. Like, my nephew, like, things don't have a mashmais to us. We just bounces off. my father took things seriously. That's my nephew, and that means something, that obligates something, that has a mashmois. He wasn't frivolous to life and to things. Things meant something and said something and had an importance. He took very seriously nieces and nephews to far lengths to care about them, to think about them. All different stories of helping support them, standing up for them, just different stories that were told to me. A nephew was trying to get into a kollel and couldn't get in the kollel. My father went down there, then presented the guy with a check for the year of kollel. The guy couldn't say no. He handed him a check. He went to bat for nieces and nephews. My nephew, that's my niece. He took it seriously, that achrayus, that responsibility. I watched him with guys in Durham. He used to call the guys here my einikluch, my grandchildren. Now that could be like cute. If you didn't know my father, if Ezi knew my father, he wasn't funny. In einikluch, my grandchild. But that meant something. It wasn't like a word. And when we heard it, he wasn't that type to say, just say, my einikluch. Look, that had a mashmais, that meant something. He would meet random guys, and nobody's random, but he'd meet, just bump in, and it was my einikluch, that's my grandchild. He took Chazal very seriously. Chazal say, Kol melamed ben chaveri, Torah. If you teach your friend's son's Torah, ki liyolada, you gave birth to him. So that's his grandchild. I struggle, I don't call the guys my talmidim. I don't call that, I don't feel that way. It's a complicated sugya. Guys are big, but we learn Torah together. But my friends, my father called his grandchildren, my einikluch, this is my grandchild. They called him. There was a picture I kept near me by Shiva of my father meeting some guys in the yeshiva in a store. It looks like a dollar store. I don't know what store exactly. And he met them, and they just see hold a beautiful picture holding their arms around each other. And that was, he saw his einikluch, and that was real. That was like very, very authentic by him and a serious thing, man, because he took things seriously. Rai Russ and I were discussing, my father worked in a camp for many years. And he worked in camp in a camp. It was Heller, it was then called Bekaita. He worked with a group of staff members. The closeness of that staff is incredible. He was a very loyal friend. And he took friendship seriously, he took people seriously, he took things seriously. The closeness of that staff is like a kesher forever. It's a close kesher, the way they respected each other and worked together. And I just think about, this is a summer job. This is like a summer job yet, and they're close forever. They remain remarkably close, those families. I think my father was a Rav for 28 years in a shul, was a Rebbe in Yeshiva Rakhme for 47 years, was in Shaarei Tefillah for a couple of decades. He had all different stops. He was in Lakewood for 9 years, my father. And he had different stops, and I see each stop was like valued. Things were important, things counted, things were like, were engaged in a certain shleimus. Kulan shavim l'tayva. To me, in our own lives, in our own journeys, we have all different stops and places, valuing each stop, putting into each stop, trying to pull out from every stop, to make in our own lives a kulan shavim l'tayva, that all the different parts of our journey should count, should matter, should be invested in, we should be present to and present in every stop. We could have things like a summer job and you mail it in. Like my main thing is I'm in here. A summer job. No, if we have a job in the summer, so that's big, so that's important, so that's worthy of investment. I'm amazed that here's like a summer job. My father was a busy guy all year. He worked in a camp a couple of months. Okay, no. Those relationships are so powerful and deep and invested in. Each place we are, each place we're engaged in should be with a certain presentness, a certain energy, a certain investment in. Kulam l'shavim l'tayva. All the different stops of our lives matter a lot and are significant. The different people Hashem put with us matter. If Hashem gave me this nephew, this brother, this sister, that should be invested and taken seriously, and the different stops and tasks and journeys of our life should be taken seriously. It strikes me a lot, the kulan shavim l'tayva. Strikes me a lot, 120 and 7, that they're different, like, facets, whatever 100 represents, and 20 and 7, and maybe we'll discuss a little bit, but every facet and every leg of our journey has a reason, has a rhyme, has an importance. It matters significantly every step, and to invest as such, to invest with importance, to put it seriously in all the different legs of our journey. Even ones we may have had already, where we could say, what could I do? You know, it happened already. Maybe there's what we can learn from it and pull out and bring out from it, that it becomes part of the picture of the goodness that we are, the goodness that we have, that it contributes. Kulan shavim l'tayva. Rev, the Naim Elimelech. The Naim Elimelech says 100 like 20, anybody can understand. 20-year-olds, till 20, nobody has sins, let's be honest. Till 20, a person's not a bar einshim. Till 20, klape shmaya, a person's not a bar einshim. People are finding themselves and searching. So 20 represents purity. I see guys in yeshivas, purity here. It's nikeos, purity. She was 100 like 20 is the pshat, that she kept that purity till 100 years old. Means to the rest of her life she kept the purity. She was naki menachet. That's 100 like 20. Anybody could understand that. 20 like 7 for beauty is hard to understand what Chazal are saying. 127, 100 like 20, fine. 20 like 7 for beauty, 7's not the spitz of beauty. What's 20 like 7 for beauty? It's a pella. What are Chazal saying? What, pray tell, are they saying? It's just not the way it is. It's completely not the way it is. If it would say 7 like 20, it would make sense. It says 20 like 7 for beauty. It's not the way it is. It's Naim Elimelech. Yehuda, this Naim Elimelech, I love the Naim Elimelech, what he says. He says that, this is the way I understand the Naim Elimelech, I love this. 7-year-olds have a very, very healthy relationship with this world. I like watching Yisrael Meir eat, so I appreciate it a lot. It's so cute the way Yisrael Meir eats. He like comes, he nibbles, and he runs around like Yisrael. But he'll come back, oh, okay, I didn't eat enough, he'll nibble a little more. Little kids, he's not 7, but little kids have a very healthy relationship with Olam Hazeh. They like it, they eat the lolly, geschmack. It's never too much. They do it, enjoy, next. Weitergegangen. It's a very healthy and pure and simplistic relationship to the world. They like the lolly, so they're not looking. It's simple. I love it. Little kids. Menachem Wiener brings over his daughter, his little daughter, Emma. And I give them some little candy and they're so happy. It's nice, geschmack. So it's a simplistic and easy relationship to this world. I don't like gambling to begin with. I can't stand, don't take a dollar from somebody else without giving. It's a taker, a gambler is a taker. I like givers, because you didn't give anything for the money you took. You always give. You never take a dollar without giving, never. Unless it's from your mama, maybe your eye was sick, he gives. You didn't give anything. You took somebody's money and you didn't give anything. So I despise gambling. Sensitive people, I can never take a dollar that I took from someone. Why did I take his dollar? What did I give him? Now, if it's a person, my mother wants to give me a gift, it's different. Here, I took a dollar, he didn't want to give me a gift. He wanted to steal my dollar. It's two takers. Shame on them. Gambling is despicable. It's two takers fighting for a dollar. Horrible. Horrible. Working, it's the opposite of working. Working is, we're all born that we want to give. And I make nice chairs, and you need a chair, and you give me money, and I give you a chair. It's beautiful. Business is beautiful. I make you a nice chair because you need that. You give me some money. So beautiful. Basically, I gave you a chair, and you give me some food. Business is beautiful. I'm hungry, and you need a chair, and I get food, and you get a chair. That's business. It's beautiful, Rav Dessler describes. That's like Yoifi. That's such a beautiful world. Hashem designed the world. We all have needs. I have some ability. I'm a doctor. I know how to heal. and you have food and I could eat, so I give you healing, you give me food. Ah, so nice. You need to learn how to speak. I'm a speech therapist. I need to eat. I give you that, you give me food. What a beautiful world. Gambling is two takers, two ganavim. Two gambling is horrible, is atrocious. But one of the things I hate about gambling is that you take a game. A football game is nice. Shemesh, a nice world. Two people running around, and he runs, and he runs. Gishma. To gamble on it is the pshat that you take Olam Hazeh, and people who don't know how to live eternally, beautifully, and in a beautiful way, a soul that's here, so that they Olam Hazeh is so nice. Go enjoy a sunset, a good football game. Wonderful. When you don't know how to use Olam Hazeh, you turn it more than it. You become shakua, stuck in it. So gambling takes a foot. I watch my guys watch a football game. I always feel badly. It's nice, a football. He runs, he comes, he jumps. Geschmack. 6-0, excellent. Mazel tov. A guy gambles on the game is like sucking himself into the game in ways he needs to attach more and harder and stronger. It's what Olam Hazeh could do to a person. You become stuck in the thing. Instead of being a healthy, beautiful, wonderful relationship, you look for ways that Olam Hazeh dominates the person. He's shakua. He's controlled by it and dominated by it. The Messiah Sesharim describes how we're put in this world and we could have like mamish, a beautiful existence here. Mamish, a beautiful existence here. My father's neshama, it worked in this world. My father is a person in, never missed a tefillah, Torah, chesed, naira. And he liked this world. He loved skiing, water sports. He like really worked in this world. It was like a shmak. He was a soul. It like made sense in this world. It fit this world like a shmak. He actually liked the world. He would go skiing. Yeah. It worked well. It was matim. A soul can work in this world, could be successful here. It's interesting. My father played somebody tennis. So the man said to my father, you should watch the professional tennis players. You'd have such hana. You would see mamish, the big tennis guys. And by the way, he would have liked it. He would have liked it. They're so talented. He probably would have liked it. The guy told me, you would see these guys. And my father said, no, thanks. Not, he said, that's not what I need. No, you know, I play my tennis. He refused to watch with the guy. He felt like I have my things. He would have liked it, by the way, but he didn't need that. It was a measured. It was an amount, and he enjoyed the schmuck. I don't need to like turn it more and become owned by it and make more and more. I don't need that. I have what I need. Geschmack. He enjoyed a good tennis game. There's what says the Noam Li Melech, Bas Chav Kebas Zayin, a 7-year-old's yoifi. Beauty represents the enjoyment of this world. The 7-year-old has a healthy, beautiful attitude to the pleasures of this world. 20 represents when a person could start becoming shakua, could start like grabbing onto this world and become dominated by this welt. She was 20, like 7. Her bas chav that was in her all her life was the 7-year-old. Like a healthy, beautiful attitude to this world, enjoying a schmack, having the pleasures, but not becoming shaku in it. The Messiah Sesharim describes a person who uses the world right. Hu misala, va'ila misala imai. They have an elevation and the world's elevated with them. The parasha describes that Avram Avinu buys a field. It says, va'yakam asada, va'amar shaboy. Rashi brings Chazal, tkuma hisalei. The physical had an elevation. It went from a hedya to a melech. Woo! The fields now owned by Avram Avinu has such a place, such a purpose, such a yoifi, such a beauty. I want to tell you something that hit me a lot. I was zeicha to sit shiva to my father with his community. His community that he connected to. It's a beautiful community. They have very nice houses and very nice cars. And I want to say that the shidduch of my father and that community is so crazy. If I was designing a rav for that community, you would literally build my tata. My father, whose soul taught us and anybody who was close to him, not to fight this world. This world's not our enemy. pleasures are not her enemy. Enjoy. Kibaz Zayin, Geshmak, Geshmak. And then stay focused on the Ikarim, on that which is the Ikar. Stay focused on the most important things. Be involved in Chesed, involved in faith, involved in Torah. And then Geshmak, you can enjoy that. Hashem made a nice world that can assist. The world is not your enemy. And I found it so cool that Hashem gave my father a tzibur, that Baruch Hashem has quite the means. People typically have big means. The amount of tzedakah, that tzibur, the kolim, the amount, millions of dollars to tzedakah a year that tzibur gives. And all the physical is like elevated. Physical is very good. Very nice. Beautiful shul, beautiful relay, beautiful families. Beautiful yeshivas are built from there. The shidduch of that community, my father, is such a lesson to the world that we're not fighting this world. Hashem put us in a beautiful world full of so many nice things that a person can enjoy and a person could use, not get sucked into it, not get emerged and controlled by it, but simply use it as a good background and a good assist and a good help in their avodas Hashem, a wonderful world, and the person's happier to learn with more simcha. Person's happier and be makir tov to Hashem with more gusto, with more chiyus. That's what the Torah here, the Torah is saying, baschof kevazayin sari imenu, was bechina sari imenu. Somebody who the yaifi of the world was a purity and a pure relationship to the yaifi of the world, and it never became more. It never turned into, it was just nice. It was so much fun. My wife and I would watch. My father loved water sports. He loved water sports. He loved rafting. It was like cool to it. He had so much fun. He was laughing and smiling. So much fun by him. It's interesting to me, Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter has a line. Rabbi Yisrael said, Elio, that yen is gashmias, is your ruchnias. Somebody else's gashmias is your ruchnias. That makes sense, Yonah. Somebody's gashmias is your ruchnias. To care for somebody's gashmias is your ruchnias. I want to say on my father that his gashmias became our ruchnias. And I want to explain it. My father liked rafting and it was in its right place. You know how many people he took rafting? You know how many nephews and hundreds and hundreds, almanas, yesaimim, all different types of people who, balei tshuva, all different, hundreds of people went rafting in my father's tubes. He loved it. It was geshmak. Because the gashmias was in its right place, it like affected others. How many people did he take skiing? Thousands and thousands of people. If you add up over the years, he liked something and he let other people join in. Geshmak. I say on my father, his gashmias became people's ruchnias. And I say because the gashmias was used right. So it became like very important and good for people because it was used in the right measure and the right amount, not shaku, never as the ikker, never as what life was all about, just as an excellent backdrop and scenery for that which is the ikker. I had a story when we bought this campus 8 years ago. So many people came to see the campus.
Whoa.
So my kids Reva came to Durham. And I started telling him, Rev Geisler, Shlita, our Rebbe. So I started telling him, Rebbe, let me show you around. Let me show you around. I was like, show me the guys. Show me, bring me to the guys. I'll never forget it. Bring me to the guys. The first time he came, I wanted to show him the gym. I wanted to, like, bring me to the guys. He was saying, and he liked the beautiful campuses. Great. It's awesome. It's a backdrop. I started in Sulam. I apologized to the Rebbe that things were very fancy. I like felt a little funny. We had so many fancy things. So I started like apologizing how fancy, and he waved me away. And what he basically communicated is, I don't see fancy things. I see the kindness of somebody who's giving things to the guys. I see Rav Aryeh's chesed and kindness. He saw so past the physical things. A coffee station, this, that, it was all expressions of ava, of care. He saw the usage of the thing, not the thing itself. I said over a story, and I want to tell you the story. It's one of the most beautiful stories. At first, Yehuda, this is almost a dangerous story. This almost could be controversial. Yisrael, I want you to hear this story. Josh, this story can almost be dangerous. The Chayza of Lublin, Cyril, you know this, Maisa? A guy came to the Chayza of Lublin and made the Chayza very happy. Chayza means a seer. He had very good einayim. Somebody gave something to the Chayza and made the Chayza very happy. The Chayza was happy, said, I have to bench you to this yid. So he said, you have two choices. You could either become rich, I will promise you be a rich man, or you could sit next to me in Olam Haba. Next to the Chayza of Lublin. Two choices. The yid immediately said, what, Yisrael? Rich. So later, the yid told his friends what happened. The Chayza gave me two choices. So his friend said, what? You can sit next to the Chayza of Lublin in Olam Haba. And you chose to be a rich man? Are you serious? So the Yid said, you don't understand. The Yid said, we're here to serve Hashem. Sitting next to the Chayza of Lublin, I don't know how to serve Hashem with that. Rich, I know an almana. She's struggling. I want to support her. I chose rich. That's a Yid. We're here to serve Hashem. Rich, I have a practical thing to do. That sitting next to Chayza is great. I just don't know how to serve Hashem with that. I'm here to serve Hashem. The rich I could serve. That's so Yiddish. That's obviously what the Chayza was teaching. The Chayza wasn't trying to trick anyone. That's so Yiddish. Somebody at first hears the story, says, what do you mean? The person's not shakua. They didn't choose rich because I want to be rich. They understood we're here to serve Hashem. So this is like, of course, that one I could serve Hashem. This I'm not sure how to serve with. So then I want rich. I could serve with that. Such a maisa is sitting next to the chayza. Such a guy is mamish, is hugging the chayza all his life. A guy who chaps that I want money because there's now money down the block is hugging the chayza. The chayza was teaching this. The chayza was teaching, we're here to do, to accomplish. Each one in their own unique way to accomplish, to flow, never to get caught in this world. That's a guy who's not caught. He's not caught. He didn't choose this world over the next. Meshuggah. We're here to accomplish and get davuk b'Hashem. He wanted to do for Hashem. Then the guy said, yeah, I can give you money to do. He said, whoa, I have a lot I could do that I want to do and accomplish. That's what struck the, that's what always the yid was focused on. Hayoyim lasaisam, today to do, to accomplish, v'mekadish shem shemayim. The yid heard something that could assist in his kiddush shemayim. He was in. He heard reward. The yid was thinking about accomplishing. Had a beautiful. You ever heard this story, Martha? I have. Beautiful, Maisa. Yisrael, you ever heard this story? You like it? I like it a lot. You have to wrap your mind around it. What are you, tiny Yisrael?
Says he's going to sit next to Rebbe. Which one you want?
Good question. That's a fair question. Does he get to pick? Does he get to? I take the story, Yisrael. I hear that question very stark. I take it as the Chayza saying to the Yid, pick Ashiris for the right reasons. That's how I interpret the whole story.
I just don't get how he how people just want to do things for Hashem.
Lishma, you mean?
Yeah,
when I was your age, I went to a lot of big people. I also was stuck on that. Then I met guys like you. I learned about our soul, and our soul just wants to do it for the right reasons. Our soul only. It's only other parts of us, but our soul wants for the right reasons. That's what our soul does and wants for the right reasons, like it's moved to that. But it takes time to access that space in us. because there's definitely other parts to ourselves. So we have to like work through our whole sugya. The soul doesn't need to be taught to do it for the right reasons. That's all it wants. It's a soul desire. S-O-L-E and S-O-U-L. Yisrael's a Balkishrin, smart person. Yeah, he is. That he is. Shlomo is not here today. Am I going to have to like walk out? The Olam deserves music.
Yeah, we were all wondering.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to walk out. Shlomo is going to play some guitar sometimes. For now, we have to sing something varm. Yisrael is a specific song you're in the mood of singing. If we could sing Lamana Chayvri, you know Kalbas Lamana Chayvri, yeah? Let's try to sing it. You start the key, Yehuda. When I start, it comes out funny. Yehuda. Chayvri Lamana Chayvri Ada.
Oh,
I want to tell you one quick shot before we conclude. Not connected to earlier. I wanted to. David Kivli, I want you to hear this nice shot. Yisrael, Jonas, listen to this. Eliezer is sent by Avram Avinu. Says Eliezer, I want you to get a wife for my son Yitzchak. Avram says, Eliezer, I have a son Yitzchak Avinu, and I want you, Eliezer, to find him a shidduch. And I don't want you to take Mibnoi Saknani. Avram lived in Canaan. I don't want one of the Canaani girls. Go to my birthplace and get a shidduch there and bring one back. Says Eliezer to Avram Avinu, Ulai, perhaps the girl won't want to come back for me. So do I have a right to tell her that your son will come here? You're telling me to go there. Picture, we live in America. So Avram says, don't take a shidduch from here. Go there. Go to my birthplace and get a shidduch. So Eliezer said, Ulai, Alevav Lamed Yud, Ulai, the girl won't want to come back. I say, you're a perfect shidduch for Yitzchak. The girl's like, okay, is he coming? No, you're coming. Who said she's going to want to move there? Girls like being where they were born. So Ulai, perhaps she won't want to come back. So says Avram, no, if she doesn't want to come back, Yitzchak's not going there. Just don't take your putter from your shvua. Don't take a girl from here. Take a girl from there. If she doesn't want to come, you're absolved of your shvua, but Yitzchak's not going there. When Eliezer gets to Lavan, so he meets Rivka, and he has found the shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. He then goes to Lavan and Besuel's house and starts talking to Besuel and Lavan, and he tells over what happens. And he says over the whole conversation to Avram Avinu. So he says, Avram Avinu asked me to get a shidduch, but not from Canaan, go to my birthplace. Vayomer, and I said, Eloita, I said to Avram Avinu, and here it says Ulai. I'll read the language. It says the Lushan here, Va'amar al Adoni, I said to my master, Ulai lo seva isha lasa, maybe the girl won't want to come. Now, lo selecha isha acharai, the girl won't come back. Now here when it says Ulai, it's spelled without a vav. The vav got dropped. The first time in real time when Avram Avinu said, maybe the girl won't want to come, spelled Aleph Vav Lamed Yud. Here, when he's telling over the story, it says, Ulai, maybe he won't want to come. It's without a Vav.
Oh my.
So Rashi says, where'd the Vav get dropped? Ulai should be Aleph Vav Lamed Yud. Says Rashi, he was hinting Eli. Says Rashi, a secret. Eliezer really had a daughter. And he really wanted his daughter for Avram Avinu. The picture, Avram said, could you find a shidduch for my Yitzchak? He's like, I have a very good shidduch for Yitzchak, my daughter. And he really wanted Yitzchak for his daughter. So when it says Ulai, there was a bias underneath Eli. Eli means me, I really want her. So it says, Ulai, perhaps the girl won't want to come, was Eliezer's hope. It was wishful thinking. It was like, maybe she won't want to come. And you'll take my daughter. So it's Eli hinted. The kasha that we ask, that Rebbezi and I are bothered by, is why didn't it say it in real time, Eli? When Avram and Eliezer first have the conversation, it says, Ulai, she won't want to come back. No hint to Eliezer's negeus, to the underlying drive that I want her. When he's telling over the story to Lavan and Besuel, the Torah there hints that Eliezer really wanted him for herself. Man. Why didn't the Torah do it in real time when, as the story was unfolding, it should say Eli? Mm. Yeah, my Kashiona? When Avram and Eliezer had the conversation the first time, the Torah doesn't hint to this negius. The second time when Eliezer's telling over the story to Lavan and Besuel, all of a sudden it hints, doesn't say Ulai, it says Aleph Lamed Yud, the Vav is dropped, the hint. Eliezer said, I really want her myself. Why does it hint that only when he's telling over the story, Hudi? You hear the Kasha?
wouldn't have Ram like not want Eliezer to be the guy going if like there was somebody guessing and wanting his daughter from her like in the first place?
Funny person to send.
Yeah.
Good kasha. Good kasha. Solid kasha.
The first time wasn't relevant. The second time is they're trying to say what a good, you know, it should have been.
Bless your
what
soul.
Say, what say, what
you're beautiful, Martha.
What
I was. Martha wants to answer that it says the Negius, well, I am called, I spend part of my job, my life, to answer Shidduch calls. I'm called about Aaron Shmel all the time, and Martha. I'm called all the time, Shidduch. I love it. I like when people call me. I have, you know, people usually like asking questions. I'm done with the questions because I like speaking about the guys. I'm called up, Aaron Schmuck. I'm like, you know, I'd like to speak first. They don't know what they're getting. If anybody wants to call me, but then I go on a speech. It's a long drive. You think Musavad's long? When I start talking about Aaron Schmel, you have to have poor people, like they get Azad Russia. After I'm done, any questions, they always have to go. Trust me, it's late. There are no more questions, but they want to make the vart, the l'chaim, they want. But the Ketzer Advarim is, you're called about a Shidduch Shleima. Inevitably, a lot of people will ask you in all different ways, if you had a daughter, would you take him yourself? So I say, if I had a daughter the right age, you wouldn't have this chance. But people ask that in all different ways. In all different ways, people ask, would you take him yourself? That's like a famous question. So says Martha, Eliezer, when he was second time, said Eli, he spoke about his Negeus, and he was saying to them, I want him myself. He was selling the Shidduch to Lavan and Besuel.
Morty said that just now?
Yeah, Martha just said it. So he was selling the Shidduch. So he said his Negeus. He hinted, he said, I'll tell you the truth. Eli, I hope he said his Negeus. The first time it was Stam Negeus, no reason
cares
to say the Negeus. Who cares? It's not relevant. The second time he said, I'll be honest with you, I'm like craving to get this guy. It was like, you idiots, just grab him. If I could, that's what Martha says. So I just want to say, that it says that Avram says to Eliezer that you're an Arur, I'm a Baruch, and an Arur can't marry a Baruch. That's why Eliezer's daughter can't marry Yitzchak. It's Mivur and the Midrashim that after this story, Eliezer became a Baruch.
Bay Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, Bay Baruch Hashem, Rashi brings it. Eliezer became a Baruch. I once saw a pshat that Eliezer, despite his negias, not just despite his negias, he actually used his negias to convince Besuel and Lavan to take the shidduch. Eliyahu said, how does Avram trust Eliezer? It's a bad job. Here, not only did he have a negias, he used his negias to help the shidduch. That turned him into a baruch. That's a baruch. Somebody who puts aside their own stuff to help somebody else. You're a source of a bracha. That gufa turned him into a baruch. That you have your own negias, not just you don't, despite your negias, you do a good job getting your shidduch. He actually turns his negias for the shidduch into helping the shidduch. He became a baruch from this whole maisa. If you could put aside your own stuff to help other people, you're now a baruch. You're a baruch. Avram's a baruch. He helps others and does for others. He's a source of brach, Avram Avinu. Eliezer duched this story, through this story, where he forgets his own negias, his own biases, and not only forgets his own bias, he turns his own bias into a shidduch, he becomes a baruch. Martha, what a pshat you just said, Martha. I like it a lot. It makes no difference. It's in us. Isn't that a great pshat, Hooter? I like that shot a lot. Yashikoyach, Rabbi Yisrael.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.